Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 12. So 75 days with no new confirmed cases of COVID-19. The island maintains its local elimination status of the global pandemic. 59 people are waiting for results. 3 people waiting for a test at the moment. There will be no more government media conferences until further notice. The last one was last Thursday, the 30th, at 4 o'clock. However, next best thing tomorrow, David Ashford, MHK, will be live on the Man in Line. The Health and Social Care Minister will be able to tell us what the forecast is, really, and what the likelihood is of there being a case or two or more of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. All the ministers that have been on the Man in Line have all said it's a case of when, not if. And we are very, very prepared for something if it comes back, but who knows what will happen in terms of lockdown if it does come back, whether we do lockdown fully or we just kind of manage what's there. They went to great lengths to say that we had to flatten the curve. The curve has been well and truly flattened. So, anyway, anything else you'd like to talk about, by all means, text 166 177, email studio at manxradio.com. Yesterday was absolutely full of suggestions for the new boat, the new ship, I beg your pardon, the new ship, the new ferry, whatever you want to call it, that will be happening in 2023. Lots of people with ideas. Ellen Vannin, the King Ori. Bring back the name, the King Ori. Lady of Man, the late lamented Lady of Man. The Tynwald. Another one we came in was the William Joseph, we should call it. Apparently very popular during TT. That would be the William Joseph. The Mona's Isle. Bring back the name, the Mona's Isle. The Lady Isabella, Queen of the Island. The Manx Shearwater. And how about this one? This is great. The Deemster. The Deemster. Echoes of Hall Caine. Or maybe we should call it Hall Caine. You never know. Anyway, if you have an idea on what we should call the new the Isle of Man Steam Packet's new ship, then text 166 177, email studio at manxradio.com, or call 66 13 68. Well, it all happened last Friday. The Isle of Man Steam Packet revealed it had signed a contract with the Meepo Dockyard, the Hyundai Meepo Dockyard, known as HMD, in South Korea, for a brand new purpose-built vessel for the Isle of Man Steam Packet to head between Heysham and Douglas and all other points as well. A brand new vessel replacing the Ben McCree, entering service in spring 2023. So we thought we'd talk to the man in charge. The chief executive officer of the Isle of Man Steam Packet is Mark Woodward.
No, I think I'm quite fortunate. During my tenure as CEO of the Steam Packet, we've actually had Mananan, which, although it wasn't new, was a major refurbishment and rebuild in many ways. And of course, now commissioning a new ship to replace the Ben McCree is a great privilege and opportunity.
How many tenders did you have? Because you've gone through that process, haven't you?
We had a fairly long process, and we did cast the net pretty much worldwide. I mean, we were all over Europe, Asia, China, Korea, obviously, Singapore, Poland, Turkey, French yards, Spanish yards, Portuguese yards. So there really were a wide number of yards that we considered and asked to give us expressions of interest. And probably something like 15 of those in the end did say yes, they were interested and wanted to take it to the next stage.
Of course, everybody likes to comment on the Steam Packet, and one is, why Korea? Why not somewhere closer?
Well, we did very much try to bring in an opportunity for those yards closer to us, but frankly, because this is such an important vessel, we just felt it wasn't worth the risk. We couldn't afford to take the risk of building with a yard that hadn't got proven experience and absolute expertise at delivering something we knew we needed. So it was very much a decision that was driven by risk and the fact that we wanted to make sure we were getting the best possible builder for our new ship as we could.
Do the Hyundai, it's a massive shipbuilding yard there. Do they have experience with car ferries and freight vessels, the combination of the two?
They have experience of all sorts of vessels. I mean, they're delivering something like a ship a week at the moment. So that gives you an idea of the sort of production line that's going on. And what that means is that you have to be very careful in considering your plans. You have to get everything absolutely right because it's, you know, a very much an automated process. And once the button is pressed on the new ship, then things happen very quickly. So getting it right, getting that detail right before you start cutting steel or anything else related to physical construction of the ship is absolutely critically important. And Hyundai are probably, you know, one of the biggest blue chip names there are in shipbuilding right now.
Chief Executive Officer of the steam packet, Mark Woodward. So what do we know about the people that are going to be building our ship? And that ship is going to be vitally important to us, as has the Ben McCree been. A stalwart in terms of freight and passengers. HMD. This is what HMD say about themselves.
HMD has the ability and flexibility to build any ship type, such as LPG carriers, car and truck carriers, conroe vessels, asphalt carriers, platform supply vessels, or any bespoke ship design. HMD is at the forefront of developing the latest eco designs to satisfy the increasing global demand for environmentally friendly vessels. Our team of experienced and innovative designers using the latest engineering and design systems is constantly searching to improve our portfolio of designs with the latest generation of engines, optimized hull forms, and energy-saving technologies.
And if you want to see all that for yourself, just put in Hyundai Mipo HMD and you can see exactly what it is they do. Well, it seems they do everything. And as Mark Woodward said, it's a conveyor belt. They're making over 50 ships a year in South Korea. So they know of what they speak. And once the button is started, ours will be delivered on time in 2023. Howard's with us. Hello, Howard.
Hi, Randy. Yes, I think I know a lot of people are going to go against it, but I think it was a good choice in going to Korea, in a sense, because they do have the expertise. If you look at the two Calmac ferries that are under production at the moment, they were with reputable yards, but they're still not. They haven't even had the bottoms wet yet, and they're about 2 years behind schedule. The Calmac ferries were up around the islands, and they were a serious amount of money. They weren't toys. But what I'm led to believe is that they have the bulbous bow, which a lot of ships have these days, and that was made in Poland. They shipped it over to Scotland, and of course, it didn't fit, so they had to ship it back. And the vessels are still sitting there. Now, this Mark Woodward was right in what he said. They've got to get things exactly right before they start building, and Hyundai have an excellent reputation. But what I was going to come on for this year is the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of, it was May. There was a planned exhibition going to be in Port St. Mary, but of course coronavirus put paid to all that. It was for the Mona's Queen 3, and she sunk.
Yeah.
She sunk at Dunkirk. She went down in about 90 seconds. She hit a mine on approaches into Dunkirk, and there was somewhere in the region of 20, 27 Manx sailors, seamen, lost their lives on it. Now, it'd be nice. Whether it'll happen, whether it won't, I don't know, but that's my two penny worth, to see the continuity of this ship's name running through on the new one, possibly.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think there have been five Mona's Queens altogether. And that was the one that was built in the 30s, as you say.
That's it. Yeah, Mona's Queen 3, she was. There's actually the steam packet had, and like a lot of other shipping companies, models built by the companies that built these particular ships. And the one that, if you go down to the sea terminal, I don't know if it's open, but the ferry shop, they asked, because the Fleetwood Museum was closing down, there was a very large model of that particular ship in the Fleetwood Museum, and it was returned, and it's in the ticket office, the ferry office, in the sea terminal. And it's a magnificent ship, but it'd be nice just to have something to commemorate the lives and another 30 years sailing
That's a very good thought, Howard.
I've got papers that I went down and I put it onto a USB stick and had them printed, and it's the story of that ship, and it's the 7th of June, 1940. It's the Alaman Examiner. I've reprinted them, and the story is... It's tear-jerking because the number of times they went into Dunkirk, the number of people they took out, and then unfortunately on their last trip, then boom. So just to see that name, Mona's Queen, and she was a beautiful... She's one of the white ships.
Yes, yes, yeah.
So all right. Just my suggestion, my two penny worth.
All right, that's good, Howard. Thanks for that. Good to talk
to you
today. All right, 16 minutes past 12. Mona's Queen, as I mentioned, five Mona's Queens altogether. The one Howard's referring to was the one laid down in 1934 that was involved in the Dunkirk evacuation. She had a very short life. Just 6 years after being launched, she was sunk by a sea mine during the Dunkirk evacuation on the 29th of May, 1940. I think there have been five Mona's Queens. There have been six Mona's Isle. It'll be interesting to see what the ship's called, because it is really important what the ship's called. And, of course, the steam packet has got a history of reusing names in the past. So Hyundai Mipo, the dockyard in South Korea, HMD, the button will be pressed and we will get a brand new ship. So if you have a thought on what your idea of what the ship should be called, then text 166177, email studio@manxradio.com, or call 66 1368. Love to hear what you have today. She's described as being bespoke, but how green will she be and how many passengers will she be able to carry? Still to be decided, obviously. But if, as we've been told, she's going to be slightly larger, will that give problems docking in Douglas? And more importantly, in Heysham, because now with the Benmacree, sailing times are often changed because of that channel. The channel to get into Heysham port is liable to silt as the west coast of England is gradually coming up out of the water as the east coast of England gradually falls into the sea, only by millimetres, but it's happening, and Heysham is getting further and further out of the water. John Moss spoke to Brendan O'Friel from the pressure group Travel Watch.
Well, we understand that the regulations about manoeuvrability for these ferries have changed over the years since the Ben was built, and the Ben is probably regarded now as being underpowered in terms of bow thrusters and manoeuvrability. I'm sure the new ferry will be bang up to date with probably a bit of spare capacity too, and I'm sure her manoeuvrability will be much better than the Ben's, because they will build that in as part of the contract.
I understand that you've heard a whisper, perhaps she might have a little bit of energy, extra power up her sleeve.
Well, we don't know. We haven't seen anything yet about what sort of fuel she'll be using and whether she'll be quicker than the Ben, whether she'll be a bit more flexible. We just don't know. I think people have been speculating that and probably there's also a bit of wishful thinking. It would be nice if she went a bit quicker. I really do believe we've got to wait and see, because I think the steam packet, because while they've signed contracts, they're now going to have quite a phase of planning the detail. And until they've planned the detail, they obviously can't comment on it.
As far as we know, the steam packet had been left to get on with it. They were a week over in South Korea looking at this. But the government are the owners, and in this climate, particularly with climate change, she needs to be pretty green, doesn't she?
Oh, I'm sure that the government will have let the steam packet know they will expect her to be very green. And I'm sure the steam packet board will want her to be, because, let's face it, the governments around the world are putting higher taxes on polluting fuels, so there's every incentive for companies commercially to go as green as possible.
There's Brendan O'Friel from Travel Watch and their view of the brand new ship. I think we should call her the COVID Queen, says Sal. That's a bit morbid, isn't it, don't you think? Ellen McCree, and also, let's have a look here. I agree with Howard, said Pam. Mona's Queen for the new ship. It's got a great sound, isn't it? The Mona's Queen. Also, let's. How about calling her Trey the Lure? Feels like time enough every Sunday morning when the papers aren't too. Well, that's because the Ben isn't sailing. It's nothing to do with that. The Ben sometimes does other routes on the Sunday, Ian. The Tre the Lure. I think the new ship should be called the Manx Cloak in Manx and Manin Clogacha. It is Sue in Kirkmichael for Manannan's Cloak. How about Snaefell? Roy, thank you, Roy, and Pam. I thought the Ben was going to be kept as a secondary vessel to help with freight. Apparently she is, and Manannan will still be around. The one that may fall away possibly might be the Arrow, or they probably might just charter the Arrow out. But that's what they've said, that the Ben McCree will stay around and obviously be used flexibly. And, of course, we own the darn thing anyway, so it can't cost us that much to keep it. It's a shame our boat isn't being built at the Ramsey shipyard. Obviously, we aren't as good at building ships, and the yards would still be open on the Clyde, perhaps. Well, I wonder how long it would take if we built the brand new ferry in Ramsey. If the new ship's finished on time, it should be called the Manx Miracle. It'll be the Korean Miracle, I think. Godred's Raven, says Dave in Ramsey. Call it Triskelion, says Craig the Gardener. The new ship should be called Soul Man. S-E-O-U-L, Man, M-A-N-N, Soul Man. Get it? Also, a note in that says, as for a name about the new ship, Endurance Islander, or Island Endurance, a new century and a new name. Text 166177, email studio at manxradio.com. Call 66 1368.
Listen to us on your smart speaker. Alexa, play Manx Radio.
23 minutes past 12 midday. This is The Man in Line. Through to one today. Anything on your mind? Anything you want to talk about?
The Nation Station. Manx Radio.
Save over £460 by moving your mobile unlimited broadband and landline to Shore. Bundle all your services into one great package right now. Simply sign up to a 24-month contract with Shore. Enjoy all three services and save. Get more for less. So pop in store today and set up your very own great value big bundle. For details, visit shore.com.
Chase Wealth are here to help you. Whether you're looking for advice on savings, investments, or pensions, we're happy to help and provide guidance. We also specialise in lifestyle planning to help you really understand how you can use your finances now and in the future. Call 640 350 or email advice@chasewealth.in. No investments are risk-free and they could go down as well as up. Chase Financial Services, trading as Chase Wealth Solutions, is regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Reynolds & Reynolds, the newest name for quality pre-loved cars and vehicles on the Isle of Man. Reynolds & Reynolds have a stunning showroom conveniently located on the Isle of Man Business Park. Reynolds & Reynolds stock a fabulous range of affordable vehicles and also supply, service and repair most makes and models. Open 7 days a week. Go on, call in today and see some friendly faces at Reynolds & Reynolds Vehicle Sales or online at reynolds.im. Part exchange and finance available. This infomercial was brought to you by Bespoke Group.
Crossroads Isle of Man, putting carers first.
Crossroads have been providing services to local carers and people with care needs for over 30 years. As the leading provider of support for carers on the island, our services are all about improving the lives of carers and giving them a break from caring. Visit crossroadsiom.org for more information.
Crossroads Isle of Man, putting carers first.
We wanted a wood-burning stove, but we wanted to do it right. Thank goodness for the Snug in Ramsey. Their showroom has over 30 quality stoves on display and everything from fire surrounds to hearths. With over 10 years' experience, their friendly, knowledgeable team can support you every step of the way, from purchase through installation and aftercare. Call the Snug now on 818 187. Warming the heart of Ireland homes for 10 years.
Summer is all about the outside. It's here, waiting for you in ShopRite's chillers, so you don't miss out on your sunshine. Look for Summer Edition by Sainsbury's. A world of flavours for summer eating with all the hard work done for you. Kebabs, ribs, drumsticks, sizzlers, ready to go straight into your oven or onto the barbecue, freeing you to relax and enjoy the compliments. Summer Edition by Sainsbury's, exclusively at ShopRite. Proudly locally owned.
Tonight at 6 here on Manx Radio, join Kiri Kermode and myself, Simon Clark, for Countryside.
I popped along to Laxey to a very important meeting about wool.
I'd speak to Jen Adams from the Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch about the exciting news in the waters off the Isle of Man. And also I popped along to Nobles Park, fun day.
That's all in Countryside tonight at 6 o'clock here on Manx Radio. And don't forget you can download or subscribe to the podcast for free at manxradio.com.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint. Furnished by Magic Carpets.
27 minutes past 12. Thank you, Izzy. Dropped a note in to say, call it the man in line. Oh, that would start, wouldn't it? Also, why not a nod to the Manx Line? Do you remember Manx Line, the independent one that set up, wasn't it? Jeff Duke's effort up against the Steam Packet. Call it the Manx Viking. They also had the Peveril as well and the Tynwald as well. Manx Maid, somebody suggested as well. The Manxman. How about the Manxman and Fenella and Peveril as well? More suggestions in for the brand new ship. Lady Isabella, says somebody else as well. Brian said, is the ship going to have oars? That'll be really nice and green. So we're going to have oars. Thank you. Ingebreck, says Mike. How about Tree Casson? Three legs. That is Sue and Kurt Michael as well. The Snaefell says it's been too long since the last Snaefell. Mona's Isle, says Sue. And also the Ilium Done. How about that? That would strike a chord, wouldn't it? The Ilium Done. And also Odin's Raven, harking back to the Viking ships as well. Lady Isabella is one as well. Manx Queen or Queen of Man, says Kev as well. And Neil, just to introduce a note of caution here, I smell a jolly coming up in Korea. Oh, do you want to go then, Neil? How about, let's have a look, to celebrate the fact it's Korean and Manx, we call it the Kyoji of Man. Anyway, it's in Korean. I'm sure you know it. Lady Isabella, says Rose as well. And Mona, Pride of Our Isle, number 6, says Margaret. Thank you for your suggestions as to what we should call the brand new ship, 2023. It'll be here a lot sooner than you think. There's all sorts of stuff happening in the next year. And who'd have thought now? We're on the August the 4th, 3 weeks on Friday. It's the August bank holiday weekend. We're literally then into that bank holiday weekend. The schools are back. 5 weeks tomorrow. No, it's true. And remember, the prom is due to be finished April the 1st next year. And it's going to be a little less than a year now, the Princess Half-Tide Dock landing stage will be open in Liverpool. We haven't heard if that's behind schedule. Maybe they've still been working it during the pandemic, but it's due to be open on July next year in Vauxhall in Liverpool, the Princess Half-Tide Dock landing stage, the brand new place for us to land in Liverpool. Ellen Vannin's suggestions as well. The Manx Viking, Isle of Mona as well. Thank you, Jenny C. in Colby. And if you have a suggestion, by all means, get in touch. The Manx government wants you to be greener. And there are certain things you can do to your home without needing planning. It was a big day yesterday. Lots of planning restrictions were lifted, as long as you're not in a conservation area. The changes go like this.
The idea is to encourage Manx people to steer away from the traditional ways of, say, heating homes and go on a greener route. So it covers what the department describes as relatively minor operations to existing sites and buildings. And will, they say, contribute to greenhouse gas emission reductions. A caveat, though, a warning, this applies outside conservation areas, places deemed because of their beauty or significance to need extra protection. So what's in this new order? Electric vehicle charging points. Well, we know why those are needed. Air source heat pumps. How do those work? Manx firms are apparently doing good business in supplying these. One of them is Manx Solar Electrical. This is taken from their website.
A heat pump works like the refrigerator in your kitchen, but in reverse. A fridge extracts heat from foods and transports the heat to the heat exchanger at the back of the fridge. Now imagine that the heat exchanger is underfloor heating and the heat pump removes stored solar energy and transmits it to the heating system in the house.
There are quite a few conditions listed to look at before you install your pump. For instance, no part of it can be nearer than a metre to the boundary of the dwelling house. No part of the pump can be installed on any part of a wall that fronts a highway. And before you go pump crazy, it's one per property. Any more and it's off to planning for you. And noise, nothing higher than 42 decibels. Noise can be a bit of a problem with these pumps, but remember the ambient noise we live with from day to day, traffic for instance. Solar panels with restrictions on size, and under these new conditions, they can't be put on a horizontal roof. The amendment also looks to protect trees.
Put down that forest razor. Chop not a single chop.
Yes, with all this comes controls on the felling, lopping or limbing of trees within a certain distance of any of these installments. Hopefully this order not only encourages people to go on a greener route, it'll also ease the planning workload.
That's a change, isn't it? No planning restrictions on certain things you can do to your home. I just wonder whether that's something you're thinking of doing. Certainly with the fact that in new builds, within the next few years, you won't be able to put a gas boiler in. So going for greener alternatives, maybe solar panels will be springing up all over the Isle of Man. I just wonder whether you're going to sign up for this online service thing with the government. More and more people are using online services for a range of reasons, searching for jobs, paying bills, utility bills, and applying for licenses. Maybe you get your vehicle license online. While border restrictions remain in place, even more users have accessed the site recently following the launch of the Manx entry permit to complete a landing form within 48 hours of travelling back to the island. One of the most popular ways to use online services is to submit a personal tax return. The number's been rising steadily. In the 2018-19 year, 2018-19 tax year, 48% of people submitted a personal tax return online. So if you register, online tax forms are already populated with salary and state benefit details. They know all that anyway, removing the need to look up and provide the information manually. Well, due to the effects of coronavirus, this year's deadline has been put back a month to the 6th of November. If you haven't yet made the switch to online services, you've been encouraged to sign up to this secure service, they say, secure. Go to gov.im/online services and find out about getting registered for a wide range of benefits it can bring. You can submit and view a tax return online. You receive an instant confirmation of your tax return submission. You review assessments and balance details easily. You can make online payments securely, and you can have an income tax refund paid directly into your bank account. Times certainly are changing, and it's interesting to note, I just wonder how many people, how many civil servants, government employees have gone back to the office and how many are working from home, because it certainly seems there will be a lot fewer people working in offices as we come out of coronavirus. Isabel dropped me a note and said, Andy, when's Summerhill opening? Not for a while yet. It reopens on the 8th of September, which is not that far away. I mean, it is 5 weeks ago, 5 weeks today. It reopens the junction of the Queen's Promenade and Summerhill, reopens on the 8th of September. And I think thereafter, Church Road Marina reopens onto Douglas Promenade on the 10th of November. And then we're up until Christmas, really. The 15th of December is when traffic flows restored along the remaining length of the promenade. Lock Promenade and Harris Promenade will become two-way. So it's the 8th of November for Summerhill, the 8th of September for Summerhill, the 10th of November for Church Road Marina, and the 15th of December for the rest of Douglas Promenade as well. I think also on Tuesday, the 8th, they're putting back two ways between Broadway North to Summerhill as well. So it's going to be a big day, 5 weeks today, when Summerhill reopens and then two-way traffic returns Broadway North to Summerhill. But it really is a bit of a magical mystery tour on Douglas Promenade at the moment, but hopefully it'll all be nice when it's finished. The Manx Cushug, says Anne. She dropped me a note to say that the Manx Cushug for the name of the new ship as well. How about the Stella Marina, says Brian. Just hope it's a bit more reliable than the last green machine the Isle of Man bought. Ah, the Cabbage. Is the green locomotive still where it was, or we'll never know. Text 166177. Arthur said, why don't you call it the William Gill, the Isle of Man steam packet captain who discovered the Queen's Channel navigation up the River Mersey, the first commodore of the steam packet fleet. Thank you, Arthur, as well. Kervai, good journey in Manx. The motor ship Kervai, I think they should name the boat Howard Quayle, says Tony. Now, is that after our loyal caller, Howard Quayle, or our chief minister, Howard Quayle? Oh, it'd probably be Sir Howard by that time as well. The note also said, hi, Andy, not everybody wants to use online services or has the technology or ability to do so. Wait till computers go mad and there are power cuts. They'll wish that they had paper trails then, says Crystal. It's a way of thinking, Crystal, but 48% of people use online services to file their tax. It's a fair bet that by the next year they'll be in the majority. And whether or not people like it, that's the way the world is going at the moment. If you think and certainly in terms of media, the fastest growing domestic entertainment machine at the moment over the past 2 years, the thing that is outselling everything is the smart speaker. They're flying off the shelves. Everybody's buying a smart speaker. Who would have thought it? The thing you can just speak into it and it does as you want. Of course, it does hear everything else that goes on, but that's another story. But the smart speaker, so it's technology is changing. And who'd have thought when you think that, 40, 50 years ago, the most sophisticated thing you'd have in the house would have been a video cassette recorder as well. Interestingly, Paul Quine reported the Mona was acquired by the steam packet from Higginbotham's Liverpool and Douglas steamers in 1982, or it was originally called the Calais Dover before being renamed the Mona. Ship, we should call it the Pride of Man as well. A note also said, Andy, there are trials to see if hydrogen gas can be used for domestic gas appliances. If there are no gas mains being laid on new housing estates, or when hydrogen comes on stream producing zero emissions, we need some joined up thinking where this is concerned. And certainly hydrogen cars, everybody goes on about electric cars being the future. Well, there's a simple fact, there isn't enough heavy metal in the world for all the batteries. If everybody had an electric car with batteries, they'd be digging down into the core of the earth to get all the heavy metals. So the future, it seems, will be hydrogen, but we'll just have to go through the electric stage as well. Thank you, Peter. To reflect the Manxness of the owner and the country of manufacture, how about Jerby Junk? Says Kelly. The motor ship Jerby Junk. Yes, it's not fair on elderly people and people with a disability. And I think that the online gadgets are just spy tools, says Crystal. So I've been doing my tax return, vehicle licensing and banking online for 8 years. I find it a lot easier, says Pam. And finally, the Lady of Man. We'll keep a running total throughout the week. What are the favourite names for the brand new ship as well? The Mona's Queen, the Mona's Isle, the Lady of Man, the Timwald, the Ellen Vannon, the King Ori, the Cushug as well, and lots more if you have a thought. Text 166177. You can email studio at manxradio.com or call me on 66 1368. This is The Man in Line, live from the Isle of Man. Tomorrow at this time, Health and Social Care Minister David Ashford. Manx Radio.
Don't miss the one and only Paradise and Gale summer sale with genuine savings on our already sizzling prices.
Save big on our sumptuous sofas, stylish dining furniture, beautiful bedrooms and accessories. And because we're Paradise and Gale, most items are in stock and available for immediate free delivery and assembly. The Paradise and Gale Summer Sale, now on. Click paradiseandgale.com. Paradise and Gale, you'll love our furniture, you'll love our prices.
Run a small business or just need more room in the back of your transport? Then visit Philshaw Vehicles in Tramode. Whether you're moving tools, boxes, sports equipment, pizzas or even dogs, Philshaw has the perfect light van for all your needs. Specialising in vans for over 20 years, Philshaw always has a great range of used light commercials in stock with finance available. Call into Philshaw Vehicles on the Tramode Estate. Call 49 51 49 or see the range at philshawvehicles.im.
Nothing beats a lovely country pub. And nothing beats a visit to Glenmona Hotel and Country Pub in Ramsey. Come and enjoy our spacious beer garden with fabulous food made using fresh local produce and great local beer. Why not call in for a midweek tasty treat or drink? The Glenmona is family and dog friendly, and our team are always here to help. For menus and more, find us on Facebook or book your table on 860 860. The Glenmona Hotel and Country Pub. You'll love it.
Office World at Spring Valley is the island's largest one-stop shop for packaging materials. We stock everything from huge rolls of bubble wrap to single envelopes, padded bags, mailing tubes, labels, packaging tape, storage boxes, and much more. Office World has everything you need to package your goods safely and securely. Office World is also home to the island's largest stationery store, with over 4,000 products under one roof, with free parking right outside the front door. It has to be Office World at Spring Valley Estate, Braddon.
Most worthwhile things in life need care right from the start. At Moore Stevens Business Sense, we know that from experience. We've coached 150 startup businesses. Our suite of services supports the very personal needs of those courageous individuals who set out in businesses of their own. Yes, we're part of Moore Global, operating in more than 110 countries, but we understand that big or small, business requires the personal touch. Trust us today to take it personally when you call on 662020.
Gates and railings, balustrades, structural steel, it's our game. Come to the AB Metals crew, there is nothing we can't do. AB Metals know the rules, we've all been to metal school. All our teams are skilled to use all the metal working tools.
AB Metals, for the biggest range in stock of structural steel and cladding for collection or delivery. Talk to the steel experts today.
AB Metals, AB Metals.
As the summer holidays continue this weekend, the nation station once again becomes the staycation station. We're giving you the chance to win a three-night stay in the beautiful Milne Town Apartments. The prize includes on-site parking, internet access and a delicious afternoon tea. To be in with the chance of winning, just listen out all day Saturday and Sunday to play our winning weekend wordplay. Get your name in the draw and we'll announce the winner on Monday morning's breakfast show at 10 to 9. So for your chance to head to Milne Town, join us right across the weekend here on Manx Radio, the staycation station.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint, furnished by Magic Carpets.
Good afternoon. It's 16 minutes to one, and we're on the open line through till one. Why were all Manx Council homes turned to gas boilers then? Was that money wasted? Well, I think there were gas boilers were put in. It was before the decision to stop putting, or to outlaw, in fact, gas boilers in the next few years. It's not for a few years, maybe 5 years, I think, before they're banning gas boilers in new buildings only. Obviously, anybody who's got an existing gas boiler won't have to have it wrenched out, but new builds won't be able to have gas boilers to the green regulations. So there'll no doubt be maybe these heat pumps will be put everywhere, but we'll have pumps put down into the ground. If everyone's being forced towards online services, government offices closed to visitors and workers continue to work from home, there must also be an opportunity for staff savings. It's a very good point, G, and I think one we're trying to figure out as well. I think the news team are basically trying to find out how many people are still working from home. I know lots of the financial institutions have got people still working from home. I'd be interested to see. It is now, what, the best part of 10 weeks or so, 12, maybe 13, 14 weeks since all this started, and lots of people are still working from home. Lots of organisations are keeping, I think there was one particular place we were looking at today, only 20% of the workforce is actually in the office. So whether or not savings, well, of course, savings also means job losses, so you have to look at it from both sides. A note in about the ship, call it the Sir William Hillary, first person to suggest Sir William Hillary. That would be a notable name. The Snaefell, put that on the list as well. It's being built in the Far East, so call it the Ladyboy of Man. I don't think so, Brian. I don't think so. The last paddle steamer was brought from Higginbotham as the Mona. That was 1902. Oh, somebody also said, you mentioned Paul Quine. You've got to mention everybody else. Yes, Stephen Paul Quine is one of the 10 people standing for the two House of Keys seats available in Douglas South. The Douglas South by-election is 3 weeks on Thursday. The 10 people standing for election. Can you imagine canvassing on a day like today? Anthony Allen, Pamela Jane Burney Malarkey, Claire Sarah Beverly Christian, Ian James Clanton, David Anthony Fowler, Andrew Charles Richard Jessup, Michael Derek Joseph, Kevin Oliphant Smith, Lon Pinkerton, Stephen Paul Quine are the 10 people standing for the two seats in Douglas South on the resignation of Kate Costain and the sad death of Bill Malarkey. Nominations closed, I think it was the 9th of July, was it? Polling takes place 3 weeks on Thursday, the 27th of August. There are 10 candidates for Douglas South. And of course, Manx Radio will be there live to see who it's going to be. Just a short term for those two MHKs because there's the next September. So in all of, 14 months, there'll be a Keys election. The last Keys election was 22nd of September 2016. Why change a good thing, says John. Lady of Man, call a Lady of Man too. Sorry about our naughty Korean message. We'll have something more Manx, says that. Oh, we can take that. Maybe just call her the Raven, says Pompey Pete as well. Let's see. Note in to me just says, call the boat the 845. Because it's when she'll go as well. The Archibald Knox. Well, that's a great call for Archibald Knox. All the best. And we live in South Douglas. We haven't seen one candidate or one manifesto. Well, if you are in South Douglas, that's a really interesting call. If you want to text or email, if you're in South Douglas, there are 10 candidates. Just tell me how many manifestos you've had. How many knocks on the door have you had from your prospective MHK? Interesting to note, says G, that about two-thirds of government car parking spaces are empty. A clue to how many managers at work. Don't say that. Everybody will be nicking the car parking spaces. Is there a hustings plan to question the candidates for South Douglas? Not heard of it. Captain of the parish could obviously call a requisition meeting, but as yet we haven't heard anything about that. If it is called, of course you'll hear about it here. This Lady of Man will be the third Lady of Man, if there is one as well. What will be the cost of installing renewable energy appliances into new builds? And how will first-time buyers who prop up the housing market be able to afford to get on the property ladder, says this correspondent as well. Well, we'll see what happens with the housing market. Triskelion. Call the boat the Triskelion, says Tony C as well. We could call the ship Howard's Way or the Manx Shearwater. Is it a ship? Why isn't it a ferry? It's a moot point. A ship is bigger than a boat. It is the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company, operates ferries, we call it the boat. Have I got it right? The Godred Croven call the new boat. A question also came in about paracetamol. There's been lots of talk about paracetamol being bad for you. Now, we're trying to get hold of Dr. John, our resident doctor, to talk about this. And I just wonder whether you take paracetamol, ibuprofen or aspirin. Apparently, painkillers such as paracetamol, ibuprofen or aspirin or opioids can do more harm than good. This is the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence in the UK, NICE, National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. Apparently, paracetamol, ibuprofen and aspirin shouldn't be prescribed to treat chronic pain, i.e. something that goes on and on and on. Health officials have said there was little or no evidence, they say, that commonly used drugs for chronic primary pain can make any difference to people's quality of life, pain or psychological distress. There was some draft guidance published yesterday, said there was evidence that these could cause harm, including addiction to aspirin. How did that work? This mismatch between patient expectations and treatment outcomes can affect the relationship between healthcare professionals and patients, i.e. patients want one thing, healthcare are steering another way, a possible consequence of prescribing ineffective and harmful drugs. We'll really get to the bottom of that. Dr. John's bound to know everything about it. But I'd be interesting to hear if you have any experiences of long-term paracetamol, ibuprofen or aspirin use. Maybe if you don't get through today, you can email maninline@manxradio.com. But we'll find out that NICE, this National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, said an estimated third to half of the UK population, this is, so maybe it'll extrapolate to the island, may be affected by chronic pain on almost half of the people, half of that third to a half, with a condition will have a diagnosis of depression and two-thirds unable to work because of it as well. They recommend offering supervised group exercise programs, psychological therapy or acupuncture. And I don't know whether this has come out in the, I think there's an article in the Times newspaper as well about it. This is the overuse of paracetamol, ibuprofen or aspirin. We'll really try and get to the bottom of that. We have lots of medical professionals around the island who we'd like to talk to about that. Ilium Dome as well. That's another one in for the Ilium Dome. Just call it the boat. Says this correspondent, the Tynwald as well. Yvonne said, I'm in South Douglas, not a manifesto to be seen. 10 candidates, 3 weeks on Thursday. It's the election. No manifestos in South Douglas. Crikey, what are these candidates doing? And I would love a requisition meeting. That would be good. Getting 10 people into one room and getting them all to speak, that'd take half the night, but maybe it's worth it. Manxman, says this correspondent, says a pride of man we should have. It should be rainbow coloured. A gay ferry, the pride of man, says this correspondent. Mona's Isle, lovely nostalgic name, the Lady Isabella. As a nod to the old boat, says John, it'd be nice to have if it had a real dining room and perhaps silver service as well. Pat says the UK government is now saying this winter people with a common flu will have to self-isolate until they've had a COVID negative test result. Will that be the same here? Well, I've got lots to ask David Ashford tomorrow, and if you have a question, certainly we want to talk about tracking and tracing and testing tomorrow with David Ashford, a man who really is on top of his portfolio. But if you have a question, you can either take potluck tomorrow by texting, emailing or calling, or you can get a message in the meantime by emailing maninline@manxradio.com, or you can leave a message on our answer phone on 682-631. We'll find out about that. The vessel should be called the Captain Quilliam, says this correspondent. Lynn has got his manifesto. Lynn, that must be Lon, has got his manifesto out, says Sue. I've got mine. That's Lon Pinkerton, one of the 10 candidates. Love to know what the how many manifestos there are knocking around in South Douglas as well. Today is, yesterday was 75 days, so it's 76 days today. You'll hear in the 4 o'clock news today whether there are any cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. We have local elimination. And if you do look at UK and world media, you'll see that it is still raging around the Isle of Man. So what our preparations are, what our continuing strategy for coping with COVID-19 will be, we'll hear from the minister tomorrow. Really looking forward to the show tomorrow with David Ashford as well. With reference to tablet taking, I'm allergic to paracetamol and have to take ibuprofen for pain. Doctors won't do anything. I have pain in my hips for over 4 years and I'm taking 30 ibuprofen a day, normally 8 at a time, and I'm still in pain, says this correspondent. Finally, people say there's a boat in the morning, so call it the boat in the morning. Thank you for your calls today. Thank you for your emails and messages as well. And thank you for being on the Man in Line today. 1 o'clock news up next. After that, late lunch. Howard and Christy on the way. Alex in the afternoon. You got Countryside tonight. Kiri Kermode and Simon Clark. Greatest Hits. Chris Kinley and Kinner's Conundrum from 6:30. The Folk Show is on. It's Tuesday night. Big John will be here at 9. And The Late Show with Stu from 10. A note that came in that said, Andy, normal Manx summer conversation has been stymied by coronavirus because you can't ask somebody, where have you been on holiday? It's a point, isn't it? Thanks to our studio production today, to Howard Kane. I'm Andy Wint. Back with David Ashford at midday tomorrow.
WINT.